He's testing. And 4RJN is working.
Can deviation, okay, I've got it. My new radio here hooked up to my ICOM SM20 desk microphone.
Did you talking about that earlier? I take it you got it out of the box and got it hooked up. Sounds fine.
Don't even look at the owner's manual. It's just 10 seconds to program it. Not too bad. Might have been a good investment.
What'd you get again?
Just a cheap ICOM, the 2300H. It's just simplex. And I still have my other radio, which does cross-band repeat, but the display goes out in it. But I can use that one still for 440 if I want to do that.
Sounds good on this end. I'm in Inman. Name's John.
Nice to meet you. My name is Floyd, KJ4REZ, Kilo Juliet 4, Romeo Echo Zulu. And just for kicks, while I got you on there, I'm about a foot away from the microphone. Do you still hear me okay?
See me?
Well, my antenna didn't show up, so hopefully that'll show up here sometime today, because right now I'm talking off a homebrew antenna, and I'm sure the SWRs aren't too great.
Like I said, it sounds good. I don't know what your SWR looks like, but it sounds good on this end.
Yeah, trust me, it's got to be high. I don't have a SWR bridge to work this frequency, but I'm using my 80-meter wire from my HF rig right now. So, I just keep it on 5 watts there. All right, well, thank you very much, and you have a wonderful afternoon, and I'm sure I'll talk to you again. KJ4REZ 73.
Take care of yourself and have a good rest of the day. KN4RJN, I am clear.
KY, can I get a radio check, please?
That little bit of frying in the background, you might be a little far away from the repeater, but overall it sounds pretty good.
In Grover, North Carolina, that's a pretty good distance from a repeater, I imagine.
Yeah, from Florida. I'm not sure where this repeater is, but I don't think it's too far from me, and I'm in Taylor, South Carolina.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I was been told that this radio didn't sound good. KI4SKY, clear 2SY.
It's the middle of the afternoon, so propagation for VHF is almost at the lowest point. So in the evening, you'd probably be full quieting, and other than that, it sounds really good. So I don't know what they were talking about, unless you were getting some interference. All right, you have a wonderful day. KJ4REZ.
To Tango Bowl.
The public's alive.
To get checked out that didn't buy what the 5 items I bought.
Yeah, Publix, and she says it's a madhouse every day since this coronavirus thing. It's kind of silly. It's like people are stocking up for end of the world or something.
Well, it's not that. I hadn't, there was a moderate amount of customers in the store, and they are maintaining a maximum limit. In other words, they've got somebody in the lobby, and they have a maximum limit of capacity of the store of 140 people at any one time, which means employees and everybody. And I didn't see anybody really binge buying in there today, just people regularly stocking up regular stuff, what they could get. And but the big thing was getting checked out, because you got to maintain that distance between carts, and they clean the counters after. The one thing I've noticed about Publix is they clean the counters after everybody, after each person goes through a register. They've got one person whose job is back there along the behind the row, and all he does is clean off the counters after each person goes through. So, you know, another good thing, but it is what it is. Would you get that new radio working yet?
I realize how easy it was. I'm still on my wire antenna, but because my antenna didn't show up, maybe it'll come later today or tomorrow. But yeah, I'm on the desk microphone, and it took 5 seconds to program it without even looking at the owner's manual. So definitely liking this model. My Elinco, I lost the book many years ago, and to try to program that thing is a train wreck. It's worse than a Bofang.
run my HF rig is an ICOM, and I used to have ICOM rigs in the car all the time. But after that, my last 2300H went the way it did. I couldn't get hold of one for a while, so I found a good deal on this Kenwood I've got in the car. I mean, this Yaesu I've got in the car, and I've had Yaesu radios before, so I'm used to them. And then, believe it or not, my 2-meter radio in the house is a Kenwood. So go figure. I've got three of the brands covered.
There you go. And then I got to let you go ahead and let these dogs out, because I had just got home and I still hadn't let them out yet, because I was playing with the radio. But yeah, I've always been a Yaesu ICOM fan. 25 years ago, I really loved Kenwood products. Today, not so much. That's just my preference, not that there's anything wrong with them. And yeah, my HF rig is a 756 Pro 2, and it kind of bit the dust on me the other day. So I figured I would play on 2 meters for a little while until I get it fixed or decide to buy a brand new one or something. And it was cheaper to spend $180 for a new little FM transceiver here. All right, I'll let you go, and I got to let the dogs out, and then I'll be back here in just a few minutes. KJ4REZ.
Okay, one thing before you go. There is a fellow that's right up in the Hendersonville area that is a ham, Vlad, and he does radio repairs. In fact, he got my amp fixed when it went south on me. But he does radio repairs, and so there is somebody close, and if you decide you ever need for it, let me know, and I'll get you the information to get in touch with him, because he did a good job on my amp, and it's like brand new. So, and you know, it's what it is. But anyway, talk to you shortly, W2 T-Mobile.
Yeah, somebody, actually I sold my amplifier the day before yesterday or something, and to Warren, and he told me the same thing. So that's nice to know that it's, you know, a 45-minute drive to go get it dropped off and repaired, so you don't have to ship it and all that stuff. And I think he said he specializes in ICOM, which is an extra bonus. All right, I'll talk to you in a few minutes. KJ4REZ.
BYU standing by.
KJ4REZ.
Afternoon, sir. Did I copy that as KK4 Romeo Zulu Whiskey?
Negative. It's KJ4REZ. And the handle is Floyd M. and Taylor's.
Kilo Juliet 4. Romeo Echo Uniform 4 or KJ4REZ.
No, it's Kilo Juliet 4 Romeo Echo Zulu.
New at this ham stuff. I got my license about, oh, a month and a half, 2 months ago. So I'm still having trouble catching the call signs, but I'm doing the best I can here. I'm learning, and that's the whole process we got going on here, right?
I'm 20-something years, and I still have a hard time memorizing everybody's call signs as well, unless I talk to them like every single day. Then usually I just call them by their name. Is this Brian, by the way?
Negative. My name is James. Everybody calls me Izzy because my last name is Isbell. So everybody, I got stuck with Izzy Isbell years ago back in the Navy.
I call you Izzy, and my name is Floyd, if I didn't tell you. And welcome to the wonderful world of ham radio.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Every day I have to sit across the street from the company I work for, because I'm not allowed to smoke on the property. So I sit over here in the parking lot and listen and chit-chat with ham guys and listen to the radio on the truck here every day. And just kill some time and smoke a cigarette or two before I got to go into the snake ranch.
Okay, you and I worked yesterday.
I told you I'll be back. I'm going to go take a smoke break, and you were out in the yard there at the job there taking a cigarette break yourself.
Roger that. I didn't catch your call sign and name yesterday, but I got it wrote down now. When I was at work last night, I got a little spiral notebook to keep in the truck, and I'm writing them down as I get them. Hopefully that'll help me remember them a little bit easier. But, yeah, yesterday I heard somebody was talking to a guy that was on his new little Bofong and didn't even have his license yet.
Somebody talking to them as well. So, that's not a good thing. But that'll happen with, I think, oh, gosh, who was it? Maybe it was Tom or somebody that was in there. And he was talking about, because those radios are so inexpensive, anybody can go get one and start talking on the air.
That's one of the reasons I like it. I've got a little Bofong myself, and I thought, well, hey, I had this radio for probably 3 weeks waiting on me to go take the test, and it was so tempting. I wanted to get on there and call up the repeater and start talking, and I was like, no, you have to have your license first. That's the difference between the CB and ham. You want to just buy one and get on the air, go get you a CB.
Quickly.
Tempting. I'm wanting to buy a bigger radio, but you know how that goes, convincing the wife of letting me spend the money. She was all for me getting this little Bofong when I showed her the price of the Kenwood and Yaesu and ICOM radios, and she said, oh, get that one that's $50. I was like, okay.
Excuse me. Yeah, I have one. I love it. I've had like 4 or 5 of them. I actually gave a couple away because they were so cheap, gave them to some friends. But, yeah, I actually just bought, I just got it today, about an hour ago, a little ICOM 2300H. I think it's 65 or 75 watts. And I think, I could be wrong, I don't remember because I ordered some other stuff, but I think it was only like $159. And it's a nice little compact radio.
My one problem is I live way down south here in Greyport, and I can pick up the repeater when people are talking on it, but I just can't get out with my 8-watt radio, so maybe a little bit higher wattage, maybe you'll be able to get me out.
You set it up in the house, and I ordered a new antenna. It didn't show up today, maybe tomorrow, and I think it was just 4 feet long. 3 or 4 dB gain, good enough, and I think it was only $59, and so pretty much for around 200, maybe 220, you could have a really nice base station radio set up, and you should be able to hit just about every repeater that you can hear.
I mind, I live in the center of a group of trees, and I've got my antenna, which I just, it's a little 2-meter quarter wave I made myself out of an old set of rabbit ears. But like I said, I can pick up the repeater just fine, no problems. But getting out is the issue. So maybe if I get some more wattage and maybe even a new antenna and talk to grandson into crawling up on the roof and putting it up on the chimney, I might be able to get out past some trees.
Trees here myself, running 5 watts, and I'm on just a piece of wire too. That's why I ordered a regular VHF, well, actually a VHF UHF, a dual band base antenna. And if you just get a decent antenna and get it up on that roof, you don't even have to buy a new radio. You should be able to get out with 8 watts, but no problem.
Convince the grandson he needs to get up there on the roof and do it. I'm 62 years old, and my balance is going out on me a little bit. I get real scared getting up on the roof now. It didn't used to bother me. I got a private pilot's license, and flying doesn't bother me, and I'm thousands of feet above the ground. But getting up on that roof makes me nervous.
Hey, C-14, love you. C4Q. That's Alpha Charlie 4 Quebec in Bowling Springs, sir.
It's fine afternoon, sir, on a beautiful day.
Well, good. I've been listening on the conversation a little bit. I'm in my car, and I'm running a three-band HP ICOM 8A, probably about 10, 15 years old, something like that. 5 watts, and using a little quarter wave, two meter, and 440. But I use it in the car all the time. It gets out, it's all good.
I'm trying to think about getting a new antenna for my truck here. I'm in the truck with my little Bofong patched into a little amplifier, and I can get out fine, but sometimes I get reception problems, and I'm wondering if it ain't the cheap antenna that come with that little amplifier.
You're a better antenna, you probably do a little bit better, but like I say, I'm using this little quarter wave, and I go over to Greenville, Canada, and do okay. But, you get a 5/8 wave, antenna, 3/8, whatever, you'll do pretty good. So, yes, a better antenna would help.
End of the last transmission was kind of scratchy. I missed the question there.
A little more antenna gain on it would probably help you some.
Hoping, and that's the problem with hobbies. They a little bit of money here, a little bit of money there, and I just started making my own wine about 6 months ago, so I've got that hobby going. I've started repairing tube radios and got that hobby going, so it's finding a justification for the money right now. It's always an issue, trying to get the house paid off, and then we got some wind damage from that storm that come through the other night, and I've got to try and find somebody to come out and fix my roof and the siding on the back of the house. And so, you know, money's a little tight right now.
I don't want to keep it on here. Yes, station, go ahead. Just say C4Q mobile.
Thank you, sir. You have a good day, man.
Over. Must have gone inside or designated, something like that. But anyway, you'll have fun. I've been licensed since 1963. Been a long time, so I've seen most of the radios come and go, over.
63, but just barely. I remember we were in school, I think, when Kennedy got assassinated. That was 63, wasn't it?
53. Right, guys. I'm fine, so well. Think about returning
it.
I was only 45. I'm 74.
In 57, Dad was in the Air Force, and he was stationed at Bermuda Air Force Base there, Kenley Air Force Base, and that's where I was born. My brother was born in Bangor, Maine, and my sister was born in Charleston, South Carolina. We've been through just every state in the United States, and I joined the Navy and managed to see a bunch of countries with Uncle Sam's travel plan. But, yeah, I can remember them early days in the 60s. I wish we had them back.
Yeah, I do too. So let me park here and
BYU. I'm going to be on the side here for a minute. I'm just got a text from my brother-in-law about a roofer coming out to get try and get an estimate on repairing the roof, so I'm going to be on the side.
All right, Izzy, I'm going to take a smoke break anyways. KJ4REZ, we'll talk to you when you get back.
BYU, roger.
Check. Whiskey 3, Romeo, India, Golf.
Yeah, check.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Whiskey 3, Romeo, India, Golf, clear.
But I got a sore throat, but
Your signal is clear. Can't take more. It's clear.
4REZ.
4BYU. Go ahead, Floyd. Can you get them dogs walked?
Yep.
Don't wind up adopting a dog. She's a cute little beagle hound dog mix, and she's our my stepdaughter and her husband and three kids are living with us right now. They got evicted from their home, and they've been staying with us for about 3 months now, but they finally got them a place and moving out. I'm just hoping they ain't planning on leaving that dog with us.
KJ4REZ, my son, God, this had to be 5, 6, 7 years ago. He was moving. He was in transition. He's like, Dad, can you watch my dog for me? And she was a beautiful, like, sort of pit bull mix. And, I don't know, 5, 6 years later, we still had the dog. She has since passed. But, yeah, can you just watch the dog for me for a few weeks? And it turned into several years.
Encouraging information, but I'm hoping the apartment, I think they said they can have a dog there, so I'm just hoping that we don't wind up with another one. Our last dog, Gracie, she was just a mutt, but we loved her to death, but she got a brain tumor and got to walking into walls and shaking her head real bad, and the doctor said there's really nothing we can do, so it about broke me and the wife's heart to have to put her down. So we're still trying to get over that, and hopefully, you know, I like this little dog, but I just don't want to get attached to another one and have to go through that so soon.
Yeah, that's what happened to my son's dog. She got a tumor on her right chest, and we let it go probably too long, thinking it was just fatty tissue or whatever, and then we had to ended up putting her down. My wife was so distraught. I think she spent $400, had the dog cremated, put in this fancy box, and we still have it. And then we still have two dogs. One's on his way out. She's had for like 14 years. And then we have a newer dog that's only 3 years old. And when they're all gone, I'm telling you, I don't want no more pets. They're a nuisance. We have a cat, and she drives us nuts. Drives me nuts. I mean, I'm not one that has pets. You know what I mean? When my kids were little, we had a dog just, you know, to keep the kids happy. But they're a lot of work, and sometimes they can be a real nuisance, especially when you're still working.
My wife and I own a travel agency that she runs from the home, so we tend to travel a good bit. We were always having to find a babysitter to watch Gracie, and the family was real good about it because they knew we'd only be gone a week or two, but, you know, it can become a real hassle trying to find babysitters and vet bills. And then when Gracie did pass away and we had to have her put down, I feel your pain because I spent about $350 on a private cremation and got her in a little box, and she's sitting in the hallway, china cabinet sitting there in the hallway.
Yep. And when you and I were kids, you just dug a hole in the backyard and buried the dog, but things have changed. Well, I wish you luck with it.
Well, thank you. Hopefully everything will be okay. My brother-in-law that I was just texting on the phone about finding a roofer, his dog Butch has got cancer, and he's actually paying for chemotherapy for the dog. And I'm like you. I'm from the old school. I'm sorry, I love you, dog, but, for $4,000 or $5,000 worth of chemo, I can buy a lot of dogs.
Exactly, and I feel for the people that get caught up in that, but I know people that have thousands of dollars in vet bills, and the dog still ends up passing away 6 months later, and then 5 years later, they're still trying to pay off that debt. I love animals, but, I even grew up with horses, and, when the horse was sick, we put them down. I mean, it was just economically, that's just what you did.
his buddy had a couple of horses, and one of them, I ain't too sure what happened. He said something about it eating a lot of dry hay and not getting enough water, and its intestines got all twisted up in it or something, and they had to put it down.
Yeah, that's called colic. And what happens is because the stomach is upset, the horse rolls. And if they roll persistently, they'll get a twisted gut. And at that point, there's nothing you can do. You just put them down. But the rule of thumb is if you catch them in time with the colic, you have to walk them. And sometimes it's all night long, and the whole family has to take shifts. And you constantly have to keep walking the horse until it passes. And that's usually very successful. But if the horse colics at 8 o'clock at night and you don't realize it till the next day, they've already rolled so much they end up with a twisted gut, and then you got to put them down.
For the day, or yesterday I think it was, I'm not sure, somebody had mentioned they had just moved up here from Florida. Was that you?
That is me. I've been here since the end of November. I was in Traveler's Rest staying with my son until I bought a place over here in Taylor's. And I haven't changed my address on my call sign, so if you look up my call sign, it's still going to say South Florida. But yeah, I'm from Miami. I grew up in Miami and lived in Fort Myers for 20 years, and in the last several years I was in Venice Beach in a retirement community, an HOA where you can't have antennas. And I've outlived my entire family, except for my kids. And so my wife and I decided to move up here where my kids are.
Area, I love it here. I've lived in just about every state there is in the United States. And so I'm getting close to retiring myself. And the wife keeps hinting to move to Florida. Her dad and sister are living down there. Her sister lives in Fort Myers. And her dad, I think he lives in Lakeland, Florida, but I could be wrong about that. But he called and talked to her the other day. He said, when y'all going to come move down here and take care of me and the missus? So she's all up for moving to Florida. I ain't too sure about that, though.
The people that move from up here down there, they love it. But I grew up there, so I don't really care about the beaches and stuff like that. So, you know, I don't know. I'm glad I'm up here. I love it up here. The weather's cooler, although they tell me summertime is brutal here, but I just can't see it being worse than South Florida. Although people tell me it is, but I'll let you know at the end of the summer. So I have mixed feelings about it, other than Florida is extremely crowded. I mean, it's just so overpopulated, and it's getting worse every month. It's like, I think it's 20,000 people a month move there. So, you know, if you decide to do that, I wish you luck, but you might want to go down there and spend a month or two, if at all possible, you know, economically, if you can do that and still keep your house here. And then that way you get a real feel for it, so you don't move down there and a year later, you know, you're struggling to move back up here. Just a little bit of advice there.
Well, I certainly appreciate the advice. Like I said, I've lived in just about every state in the United States, and I like it here. And yeah, our summers can get a little hot and a little humid, but it is what it is. You living up there in Taylor's, you're closer to the mountains than I am, and that's always an option. If it gets too hot, just hop in the car and ride up in the mountains and spend the day up there where it's cooler.
Yeah, and I really like North Carolina. I actually wanted to move to North Carolina, but I got talked into South Carolina. But, yeah, I lived in North Carolina. I lived in a little town called Maggie Valley back in, I think I was there in 1981 until 1985. And wintertime, the population was 203 back then. Summertime, it was like 5,000 people. But that's back when they had Ghost Town in the Sky and all that stuff. I have since gone there to visit and look at the old house I lived in. And that place is so overgrown and commercialized now with fast food and big hotels. It's just not it was. It was actually very disappointing to see that it all, in my opinion, went to hell in a handbag because it's all commercialized now. But it used to be really beautiful country. And I still like North Carolina, don't get me wrong. And yeah, you're right. I can be in North Carolina from here and probably 40 minutes or less.
ghost town in the sky. Back in the 60s, Mom and Dad took us up there, and the kids that were on the Adams family were actually there. And somewhere I've got a picture of both of them, autographed pictures, from when we went up there to ghost town. Well, but Floyd, it's 20 after, and I got to go in here to the Snake Ranch and make some money. So, this is KO4 BYU. I'm going to be out. Y'all have a good day. 73s to you.
All right, partner. And speaking of ghost town in the sky, if we went outside on our deck, we could watch people riding the carnival rides. So, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I was on the same mountain. It was, I think it was called Smoky Mountain. No, it was called Sheepback Mountain. Now that's a big ski resort, and that stuff's all gone. Anyhow, I'll let you go, partner, and I'll talk to you again soon. You have a wonderful day at work. KJ4REZ 73.
BYU, I'm out and going to work.
KB4CBA.
How far is that from here?
8 miles from here. 30, 32 miles, something like that.
Holy cow. We must not have any obstructions between here and there. So I guess I'm lucky. Alrighty. Well, thank you for coming back to me. At least now I know it's about 35 miles away. I had no clue. I figured it was just right down the road or something, especially as well as it works with HTs. But I'm from Florida, and you're lucky to get 10 miles away from a repeater with a HT because everything is so flat. So there you go. KJ4REZ.
KJ4REZ, KB4CBA. Well, it really doesn't matter. Flat's good. the height of the repeater is the main thing. And you can see it, you can hit it. So that's the way FM is, line of sight.
Yeah, I've been doing this, Scott, for 20-some years. But the thing in Florida is your repeaters, because everything is so flat, on average, if you're really lucky, there's one in Tampa, Florida, they call the Super, the Big Stick or something like that. It's got a nickname, and it's 1,000 feet, and that's like the highest repeater in the entire state of Florida. So when you get one up there at 3,500, that makes a really big difference, especially for receive.
Yeah, and have you tried the 145? Oh gosh, I had a brain. My brain just went dead. 145. Oh, hang on a second.
Did you have a senior moment?
145.190. That's the Mount Mitchell repeater. I believe it's at 6,600 feet.
Well, that's probably in North Carolina, right, considering the height?
In North Carolina.
Rudy, I don't have a pen. I don't have a pen in front of me. But I did, somewhere, I printed out the repeater list, and I think that might have been on there. I thought I saw Mount Mitchell, but I wasn't able to hit it with my other radio, because I'm talking off my my dipole from my HF radio. I ordered this new little 2-meter ICOM, and I ordered a base antenna with it as well. The radio showed up, but the antenna didn't, so I presume it may come tomorrow. So I might be able to hit that one, but I did see on the list it said Mount Mitchell. I didn't realize it was so high. So that should reach into Tennessee and stuff, right?
Not on 519 much, but you can talk into Tennessee on that repeater.
QSL, and then I think this one has a node for Echolink, right?
It does, but honestly, I don't know. You have to look. I'm sure it does, though. It's been around as long as I can remember.
Yeah, because I was going to give it to some friends in Florida as soon as I look it up, because I heard somebody when I was just using my HT when I first moved here, and I thought they were having a QSO with somebody here locally, and I believe they were in England, Great Britain. I could be crazy, but I think they were, so that would be kind of neat.
Were they on Echolink?
They were using Echolink, which then there should be a node address, and then I could give it to somebody, and then I could talk to some friends that obviously couldn't talk on 2 meters all the way up here.
Well, yeah, you can, I don't know if the repeater handbook website gives out nodes or not. I never had really paid that much attention to it because I'm not really into Echolink.
Kilo Juliet 4, Romeo Echo Zulu. Yeah, I did see when I pulled up the page for repeaters, and pretty much I can't hit any of them but this one. just because of the antenna situation, but that should be rectified in the next day or so. I thought I could be crazy. I'll have to pull it up again. I didn't print it. I just was looking at it on the laptop. I thought there was a node address for this one, so I think this one does Echolink. Actually, I think there were several repeaters that do.
JI4LZI portal.
Go ahead, sir.
Now, there's somebody that can tell you.
It's definitely got Echolink on it, but I'm like CBA. I don't do Echolink myself, but I know it's got it on it. But where you go to get it will be to the club's webpage, and that's www.brars.cc.
Appreciate that. And since you're in there, do you know if they leave that Echolink on all the time, or is it just turned off and on periodically throughout the day?
And I don't work it. I only hear what comes through it. I'm not certain, but every time I've heard it at various different times, so I would say it's probably almost all the time.
Awesome. Like I said, I just moved here from Florida, so I could give that node address as soon as I find it to some friends. And that would be kind of neat. Down in Florida, pretty much everything had Echolink, but they would turn it on like between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. or, and then, you know, in the evening from 6 p.m. to 7:30. It was, kind of didn't like the schedule on it. But they had seen traffic, so I guess they had to govern it a little bit. So it'd be kind of nice if this one is just on all the time. That'd be pretty cool. KJ4REZ, back to you.
Scanner and heard y'all talking about that. So, y'all go ahead and carry on. I just letting you know. KI4LZI portal.
Okay, LZI. Well, thank you for coming in with that information, buddy. I do appreciate it. You have a wonderful day. KJ4REZ73.
You're looking at my irrigation system. I accidentally cut the wire that goes to the control head, and I can't find the end of it that goes to the sprinkler system. And so I'm needless to say, I'm digging holes in the yard. But anyway, I'll find it eventually.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm just laughing at the situation because I'm thinking, oh, he's a ditch digger now.
Well, you know, a lot of the guys in road and bridges lost their jobs.
I lost mine. Shoot. I closed on my house. 8 days later, I got laid off because of this corona stuff going on.
They got laid off because they found a shovel and standing around.
Oh, wait, you dropped out. They found a shovel doing what?
That would stand up by itself.
Because it was just stuck in the ground?
Sometimes you can see these guys, and there'll be like five guys standing around, and one of them's holding the shovel, and nobody's doing anything. So this is the big joke we used to tell the road bridges guys when they would come in the service center. I used to work over at the vehicle service center on Key Drive for Greenville County.
Oh, QSL. Okay, now it makes sense, and you're absolutely correct. And even down in Florida, you'd see five, six guys standing around, one guy with a shovel digging this big, big hole all by himself, and everybody else just standing around like I guess they only had one shovel for that job.
There's not enough Indians.
Yeah, you got that right. Well, I haven't heard that expression in years. Alright, well, I'm going to say 73s for a minute. I need to step away, and then I'll just be back here in just a few minutes. Kilo Juliet 4, Romeo Echo Zulu.
REZ, KB4CBA. Well, I'll be out here digging 73s.
buddy. Good luck.